And we love words. When the hit movie Bohemian Rhapsody came out, there were also headlines about the president's former top aide, Anthony Scaramucci. So we got to hear one of our favorite words over and over.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Scaramouche, which of course means a braggart who is secretly a coward, which we know because it's one of the words in the Little Book of Lost Words. Collywobbles, snollygosters, and 86 other surprisingly useful terms worth resurrecting. Joe Gillard put it together. He's also the founder of the website History Hustle. We'll hear about that. Joe, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Robin.
And we love Scaramouche, but collywobbles. let's go through some of these other words, right, in the title. Collywobbles, what's that?
Collywobbles is like the uneasy feeling you get from nervous anxiety, so stomach pain or a sickness. You might say, I'm nervous before going on stage. I'm getting a little bit of stage fright. But maybe if you were in the 19th century, you might say you're experiencing some collywobbles.
Well, these words, and many of them are from 19th century English, they're just so much more fun than words we have now. The other is snollygoster.
That one actually came from American slang. And if you believe it, there's a mythological beast, supposedly, that, you know, would eat small animals and children. That word became better associated with an unprincipled person, a liar, or, you know, especially a politician, which no matter what millennium or century you're in could come in handy.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to more of them. But why did you decide to start putting them together?
The book came about from a video I posted on History Hustle. And really the reaction to that video, which showed old words mixed with old pieces of art that were fitting to the word. And a lot of people really enjoyed using those words, finding ways to fit them into their modern conversations. And it became this book of words and art that people can use in their daily conversation.
And this is what your book looks like, that video made large. You've got beautiful pictures from, look like 16th, 17th, 18th century. Here's one of a nude, a woman is kind of languidly laying out and little cherubs are swinging about her. And that's the illustration for slugabed, which is a person
right,
who sleeps in later than is appropriate. You're a slugabed. Or a minikin
right,
is a small, petite creature
right,
or person. That's 16th century English. Mm-hmm. Fogo,
right,
not to be confused with FOMO, fear of missing out. Fogo?
An unpleasant, overpowering stench. And that, I believe, is one of those words that could easily be brought back. It's so easy to say, and it just kind of sounds like what it is.
Talk about the History Hustle, which is this social media site that you have. To do what?
What I was trying to do with History Hustle was show history in a way that avoided a lot of the violence and dark side of history and shock value, clickbait headlines that you see, you know, 19 disturbing torture techniques or whatever. I wanted to avoid that and make history fun and relatable and cool.
Yeah. I can just see decades from now, some historian compiling a book and saying, and then they wrote things like LMAO. Isn't that weird what they did?
Oh, Robin, that's so true. I guarantee that will happen.
Joe Gillard, his book is The Little Book of Lost Words. Thanks so much.
Certainly, Robin. Thanks for having me on.
For a list of Joe's favorite lost words and to add yours, do you have a snollygoster you'd like to share? Go to hereandnow.org.